Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, and happy holidays to you. I hope that your Thanksgiving was full of gratitude and time spent with your friends and family. Today, we will be talking about understanding the assignment for 2022. I know that as the year comes to a close, a lot of us will be starting to prepare our goals and vision boards for the next year. So I thought I would help you understand your assignment for 2022. Let's jump right in. First thing we want to do is start with identifying your goal. And the reason why this is important, because the assignments that we take on are based on specific goals. Think back to any class that you've taught or taken, and you'll recognize or remember that the syllabus has course objectives on there. And the assignments that you complete in the course are based on certain objectives. If the objective is for you to be able to learn how to write a how-to paper, then all of the assignments in the class will help you learn how to write the how-to paper. Maybe the first assignment is to learn how to write a really great introduction. Maybe the second assignment is to learn how to write a simple body with three steps and perfect those three steps. Maybe your next two assignments are to just keep doing that assignment over and over. Maybe your next assignment is to do a great conclusion. And then let's say your final exam is to put all of that together to create the how-to paper. If the goal is to learn how to write a how-to paper, then it wouldn't make sense if the instructor gave you math problems or if the instructor told you to write a great speech. Those assignments don't go with the goal. In order for us to understand the assignment, we have to know what is the goal. So what is your goal? What are your goals for 2022? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9 from the New Living Translation says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." And I like the Passion Translation because it says, "Within your heart, you can make plans for your future, but the Lord chooses the steps you take to get there." Another helpful verse that applies here is found in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. And it says, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." These two scriptures are very important because we don't want to spend our time working on assignments that don't meet the goal, that don't fulfill God's purpose for our lives. If God's goal for you is ABC, then there are certain skills and knowledge needed for ABC. But if you think that God's plan for you, or if you think that your plan for your life is XYZ, then you'll be focused on the wrong assignments. Have you ever heard that saying that just because you can do something doesn't mean you should? This is critical because our goal should be to do what we are supposed to be doing, what we are purposed to do, not what we want to do necessarily, or not what we can do. So start by identifying your goals because the assignment is based on the intended outcome. Number two, do an honest and thorough self-assessment. What skills do you need to meet your goals? What coping tools do you need? And when I talk about coping tools, I'm not talking about self-care. Self-care should be done whether you're stressed or not. But coping skills help you during times of stress. And specifically, I'm talking about positive or healthy coping skills. Of course, as we know, as you work on your assignment for the next year, there's going to be bumps and bruises and challenges and hurdles. So what coping skills do you have now? Which ones do you want to try? What habits do you need to get rid of in order for you to understand your assignment for 2022? Look back over this last year or the last 2 to 5 years of your life. What L's, and when I mean L's, I don't necessarily mean losses. I mean, what lessons have you learned about yourself, about the world, about people, about relationships, about your specific industry? What else have you learned? What are your triggers? So all of those questions will help you to do an honest and thorough self-assessment. If you feel like you need some help, ask a friend, ask a mentor. If you are in school, you can look back over your assignments to see if there are any specific themes in the commentary that you get back from your instructors. You can reach out to your coaches, your therapists, to help you do an honest and thorough self-assessment. So that's number two. And the last and probably most critical step for understanding the assignment for 2022 is to have the correct evaluation criteria. If we go back to my example of learning how to write a how-to paper, if I were your professor, I would not have evaluation criteria to make sure that you know how to add, unless that was specifically part of your how-to paper. But let's say your how-to paper is on how to make a sandwich. My evaluation criteria of you would not include, do they know how to turn the computer on? My evaluation criteria wouldn't be based on whether or not I like sandwiches, whether I like the type of sandwich you wrote about. So your evaluation criteria for yourself has to be correct. Let me give you two things that we can commonly measure our success based on. And one is numbers. Yes, numbers are very, very important. And I'm not saying that they're not important. What I'm saying is that a lot of times we may prioritize numbers to the degree that we ignore other things. So maybe you want your outcome to be based on specific numbers, like numbers of followers or numbers of sales. But maybe the real assignment was for you to learn patience and consistency in your work. So if we're only focused on numbers, then we might miss the lesson or the assignment to learn patience and consistency. Maybe you wanted your outcome to be a specific position and somebody told you a cheat code on how to get the position. And let's say maybe you take them up on the offer and you actually do get the position. But what if the true assignment is for you to have integrity as you work towards your goals and assignments? What if your outcome is to just be happy? Well, that might be on the surface a good goal to have, but what if what makes you happy hurts everybody else around you? So can we truly use your happiness as the only measure or outcome of success? So do you see how if we're only focused on certain aspects of success, we can actually miss the true assignment and the true outcome? So I say that it's really important that you have a correct and broad view of how you can measure your success. There's a popular quote that I think fits what we're talking about, and it's by Francis Chan, and it says, "Our greatest fear should not be of failure, but of succeeding at things in life that don't really matter." Let's keep this quote in mind as we work towards understanding our assignment for 2022. We want to make sure that our assignments properly align with our God-given goals. And so if you want to hear about some other factors, I go into more detail about these ways to truly measure success in a previous podcast episode, and I'll be sure to link that in the show notes. So in order for us to understand the assignment for 2022, we want to start with identifying our goals, do an honest and thorough assessment, and make sure that we have the correct evaluation criteria for success. I'll also throw in this bonus tip, and that is to put your blinders on. We are living in an age where we have lots of access to what people are doing, what people are not doing. And while it's really beautiful and advantageous for us to have other people or other businesses to use as a model or for inspiration, we all know that sometimes when we take our eyes off of our paper and we're looking around the room and we're seeing other people finishing their task or their test or their assignment before us, or it looks like they've gotten a better grade than we have, or if we finish before they have, then we start to question ourselves about did we do something wrong? When we start looking around, that comparison causes us to have some unpleasant emotions. So my bonus tip is to put your blinders on. If you've listened to a number of my podcast episodes, you know that one of my favorite scriptures for comparison is found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. The New Living Translation reads, "Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else." I love that scripture because it reminds us to use ourselves as our measuring stick. We can look to other people for inspiration, but not allow that to take us off of our course or to question our own course. So that is all that I have for us today. Let us move into our prayer time. Father God, thank you so much for the opportunity to just come to this point in the year where we're able to look back and reflect on the goodness of God, to look back on the things that we have accomplished, and to look forward with great expectancy for the things that you have in store for us for 2022. Help us to work towards God-given goals. Help us to align the desires of our hearts with the plans that you have for us, the plans for a hope and a future for us. For it is in this way that we will truly be able to understand our assignment for 2022. And it's in your Son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. If this has been helpful to you in any way, please leave a review, as that would certainly help us out. And also share with your friends or take it to your life group or take this to your book club so that you can further the discussion. I have a special announcement. I have created a course called Finding Emotional Freedom, the skills you need to break free from emotional bondage. My personal and professional experience has taught me that one of the main things that get in the way of us achieving our goals are our emotions. They are incredibly powerful experiences and they can cripple us. They can get in the way of our relationships. And so, if you feel like this is something that you could benefit from or someone you know could benefit from, check out my website, www.drqperry.com. /e-course, but I will also make sure to put the link in the show notes. And I think it's really important if you think this is something that you struggle with or you could use to complement the therapy that you're already doing, it is really a very, very good course. And I recommend that we all make sure that we have a handle on managing our unpleasant emotions even before we create any type of vision board for the next year. Because what sense does it make for us to accomplish certain goals if we cannot manage our emotions well enough to keep us there, well enough to maintain the relationships that we will need to get us there or to keep us there. So again, I'm very excited about this e-course that I have created. And if you have any questions, send me a DM on IG at Dr. Q Perry, or you can also contact me via the podcast website at www.amazingwithgrace.com and click on the Dr. Q's Couch tab. Until next time, take care.